Blog Talk Radio.
Feel me? You know? Who was that Mo House, bro? Who was that Digi House kicking and talking that shit? Niggas was like, whoa. Hey.
I see you standing at the bar. I'm dapper, damn fresh, puffing on a cigar. Douce in my cup, ace of spade in the bucket. Chilling on ice, got a pocket full of ducats. What's your name, who you is, I'm trying to find out who you are. I need a designated driver, hit the keys to my car. I been getting all this money, all praise to Allah. Farm whip, drop top, you could gaze up at the stars. Check out my appearance, nothing on me from clearance. This ain't happen overnight, this is years of perseverance. Tonight is still young, room service at the aroma. When you high off life, you never sober. Come closer.
I've been spending all this cash. I got one question for you.
Hey baby, let me ask you something.
When are you gonna work that ass?
Switching four lanes, I been getting all this cash, baby money ain't a thing. Got the roof in the trunk, I could teach you how to stunt. What you know about rolling fruit punch in the blunt? You got me tripping, I forgot to mention. Ever since an infant, I been on that pimp shit. I been up and down, flying in and out of town. Reminiscing how I feel to make love in the air. Life is but a dream, sometimes it ain't fair. Keep your eyes on the prize and fall in love with a square. My neck and my wrists on Times Square bright. What's the point of living life if you ain't living life, baby?
I've been getting all this money. I've been spending all this cash. I got one question for you.
Hey baby, let me ask you something.
When are you gonna work that ass?
Work it for a real nigga. If he ain't got the bank, why you dealing with him? Hindsight, that's 2020. You ain't gotta look no more. I'm the one you been searching for. Straight dope, uncut. Shock him pure. Being broke is a disease. And baby, I got the cure. Live smart, die genius. Keys, they open doors. With an ass like that, the world is all yours. Hey, hey, go on working for a real nigga. Make that air work like a 9-to-5. Hey, go on working for a real nigga. Make that air work, I'm talking overtime.
I've been getting all this money. I've been spending all this cash. I got one question for you.
Hey baby, let me ask you something.
When are you gonna work that ass?
September 3rd, Friday night, 2021. And what a good evening it is. And what a good day it's been. Matter of fact, what a good year it has been. Because if you're listening to the show, it's our motherfucking 1-year anniversary of the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean online radio podcast. And we're gonna try to live up to the standards that we've been at all year. Because it been an up and down year. You know, for people who follow me through the whole year. It's been up and down, you know what I mean? But all in all, it's been a good year. We laughed together, we cried together, we grew together, we learned together. A lot of beefs were started, a lot of arguments, a lot of debates, a lot of discussions. But damn it, you know, we had a lot of fun. I know I did. I lived, I learned, I came, I saw, I kicked ass. And yeah, I'm here. I'm here to laugh about it. I'm here to smile about it. And I'm here to talk about it. And that's what I want everybody to learn from my whole, my 1 year on the air, on the online. Because believe it or not, podcast is taking over the radio. In another 5 years, a radio will be ancient. It'll be like fucking VCR tapes, like Kodak cameras, VCRs, camcorders. That's what radio will be like in another 5 years, because podcast is taking over. All you need is a fucking microphone. All you need is a computer and some internet. All you need is a motherfucking mouthpiece, a gift of gab, and know how to talk with some God-given talent. And that's it. I kind of ponder. I've been pondering my situation, and I thought, wow. September 4th, 2020, I did my first show. I was nervous as hell that day. Oh, I was nervous. I was drinking like a fish. I was so nervous. I was running around here and then talking to Dre. And I don't even think Dre knew how nervous I was, because I was trying to stay cool, calm, and collective under pressure. But I was nervous. I didn't know what to expect. Even though I had been on Dre's radio show, I had helped him a couple of times. But Dre was like the engine. He was like the my conscience. He was like the angel of disguise on my shoulder. It was telling me to do a radio show, do a radio show. For like 2 years, he was telling me to do a radio show. And I didn't know if I wanted to do a show visual, audio. I really didn't know. And then I would want to do it, and then I wouldn't want to do it. And then I would want to do it, and then I wouldn't want to do it. And it just went on like that, you know, for a while. And he never let off the gas. Green tea is good. But anyway, here I am 1 year later. Almost 300 subscribers. Almost 500 people in the Keeping It Real Facebook private group. I didn't land any sponsors that I wanted to, but I had a couple over the year. And a lot of supporters. Whether they was here for a season or a reason, whether they was here to hate or motivate, whether they was here for me or for them, it's been a good year. It came so fast, I really didn't even know. Somebody told me, it's like, yo, it's your 1 year anniversary. It came so fast, I really didn't even know it. But that only goes to show you that sometimes two heads is better than one. Now tonight on my show, I supposed to, or I'm not going to say I'm supposed to. I got a host of former guests that's supposed to stop by. 2 hours is not going to be enough time. I know that already, but we're going to try to move. We're going to try to not to procrastinate. We're going to try to keep the party going because it's a good day. It's a celebration. I wish, I wish I had some celebration. I need Cool in the Gang, some celebration music. I need some horn blowers, I need some drum rolls, I need some hand clapping, some feet stomping, I need all of that because tonight we celebrating 1 year on the air. That's a feat. That's an accomplishment. Some people couldn't do it 1 month. Some people couldn't do it 2 months. But I've been doing it 1 year. And I'm proud of myself. And I'm proud of everybody out there who listened to me. And we're going to keep going straight on and on and on until we reach the top, till we up there with Joe Regan, Joe Buttons, the Star Report, Fat Joe, Kwame, and a host of other podcasters. I'm not doing this just for me. I'm not doing this just for Patterson. Everybody know I told you on my first podcast a year ago, I want my name known across the world. I'm not a local backyard type person. I'm internationally known, and I want to be. And that's why I do this. I do this podcast to be internationally known. And I think I'm almost there. And you will see tonight why I say that, from the people that give me love and show me love. But I still wanted to touch on a couple of things. Over the year, we had a lot of ups and downs. Yes, we did. I spazzed out a couple of times in the beginning, reckless talking, disrespecting. But, hey, it was all part of the game. It's always casualties in war. So if I hurt people's feelings along the line during the year, it's casualties when it's war. If I disrespected somebody in the past year, it's casualties. All is fair in love and welfare. You know how it goes. What's my favorite saying? I'm just an intelligent person acting crazy because a crazy person can't act intelligent. And I've been singing that same song for a whole year. And I done went through so many steps. I done went from Randy Jackson to Jay Sean and to somebody that was hating certain part of women's and then loving other types of women. And then I went to the relationship guru and then the Mr. Fuck Love. Like, I've been all over the damn place, but I'm still here. I'm still here, and I'm still talking, and I'm still preaching, and I'm still on the radio. And that's a good thing, that I didn't fall off. I didn't fall a victim to circumstances. I kept my head up. I kept my chest out, and I kept on keeping on. And that's what we're gonna continue to do. And everybody out there, if you're on the line, if you want, all I want tonight is people congratulating me for 1 year on my podcast. That's all I want. We're not talking about nothing crazy. We're not going through all the rigmarole. All I want today is people calling in and congratulating me and telling me, yo, congratulations on 1 year on your podcast. That's all I want. That's all I need. And at the end of the night, I feel good about that because I'm here for you. I'm here to entertain you. I'm here to educate you. I'm here to make the understanding understood. That's what I'm here for. And that's what a podcast is about. A podcast is nothing but informal information. And that's what I do. But I'm getting too political on that bullshit because this is a celebration. This is my fucking one-year anniversary on the radio, and I'm giving I'm giving condolences and I'm giving compliments to everybody who helped me out along the way. And that's why I started off with Dre. Because if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be here. He was the one that was putting the battery in my back and telling me, do the podcast, do a podcast, do a radio show, do a radio show, do a radio show. And I got to say, you got to give credit when credit is due. I got to thank him for that. Because, like I said earlier, if it wasn't for him, I would not be here. Just like doing movies. If it wasn't for a kid named Mike, I wouldn't have never did a movie. If it wasn't for females telling me I should write a book, I would have never wrote books. There's always people out here in the world that's your secret angel, your angel in disguise, your secret motivation. And it's out here, and it's in the powers to be, and it's in the spirits, and we can't see everything we're supposed to see, and you can't hear everything you're supposed to hear. But trust me, it's powers that exist beyond our realm of reality. You know it's angels on this earth, but you don't know they down here. You know everybody got a conscious and a subconscious. That's when you get that gut feeling that something is wrong. Or that's when you get nervous before you have a fight. Or that's when you have an epiphany, something happened that you thought happened already in your mind. All that shit is real, and I'm here to tell you that. It's real, real, real. And that's what I base my my self-realization on. That's what I base my knowledge and my wisdom on. That's what I base everything, my foundation and all that. I base all that on what I know and what I've been through and my experience. And I bring all that to the radio show. And that's what it's really all about. It's really a podcast. Yes, it is. I tell everybody, everybody should have their own podcast. Why not? You live in. You've been through experiences. You've been through trials and tribulations. You've been through ups and downs. You made it over mountains. You made it over hills. You know, talk about it. Be about it. Shit, that's what I do. Man, I'm sitting here with my pajamas on. I'm feeling good. I'm drinking out some Tito's. I got some green tea. I got some Black and Miles. I got on my Miami Dolphin robe. I got on my Nike slippers. And I'm feeling good. Yeah, I am. And I got some food in there that I'm going to eat later. So I'm just chilling. And I'm just here trying to have a good time with everybody. And I'm waiting for my first caller to call in. What time is it? It's 8:20. You know what? Let me see. I don't really know. If that's my first caller, listen, everybody out there should be pressing one to congratulate me on 1 year. If you're not, I mean, just you should be congratulating me on 1 year on the air. I'm not asking for nothing. I'm just asking for, yo, congratulations, Jay Shaw. One year on the air. That's all I'm asking for. But what I'm going to do right now, because I got some numbers up here. Okay, if you out there, if you out there and you were supposed to call in, could you press 1? That way I know you out there, because there's a lot of numbers up here, and I don't know all the numbers by heart. Hopefully. All right. I see some numbers out there. We're going to go to a quick song, and we're going to come right back. I'm going to pour me a nice shot of Tito's because I'm getting lifted tonight. I'm trying to feel good tonight. I had a song I wanted to play, but I can't find it now. So I'm going to have to just go to one of my other favorites out here. Damn, this is my one-year anniversary, man. Somebody said they want to hear a little bit of reggae. Let me see if I got some reggae music for you. All right, we're going to play a little reggae music, and I'll be right back after this. Keeping it real with Jay Shaw Online Radio Podcast.
Yeah. Psalm 25, verse 5. Guide me in your truth. Teach me, for you are Jah, my savior. Every day I'm a prayer, me no one for stray. So God, my family real. No one for sure, not yet. No one for sure, no growth. I'm not sure my love. Me still moving on. Man, I carry on. Go the journey long. Me just a hold you fear. Mama said for weird. They must pull the gear. Yeah, I know the table turn. More you live, you learn. Yeah, youth, just hold it firm. On a solid ground, you must get a return. Don't give up, I know the road seems rough. Don't give up, I know it might seem tough. No, don't give up, don't give up. Don't give up, I know the journey is rough. As I get to you, them push me aside. Now I'm facing them chat and criticize, once they were victimized, so them can rejoice. Now make my mama cry, oh me and my, let me testify. I go and do my best, and you will do the rest. Now I'm gonna stress, yes. Protect me upon the streets, me not retreat. Are you give me them lyrics, yeah? To fit upon the beat, Mr. Distract. Put it on repeat. Don't give up, I know the road seems rough. Don't give up, I know it might seem tough. No, don't give up, don't give up. Don't give up, I know the journey is rough. Every day I'm a prayer, you know I'm the God my family real. No one for sure not yet. No one for sure no growth. I'm not sure my love. Me still moving on. Man I carry on. For the journey long. Me just a hold you fear. Mama said for weird. They must pull the gate. Yeah, I know the table turn. The more you live you learn. Yeah, youth, just hold it firm. On a solid ground, you must get a return. Don't give up, I know the road seems rough. Don't give up, I know it might seem tough. No, don't give up, don't give up, don't give up. as I get to you, them push we aside. No one fi see me rise.
Yeah. Welcome back to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean Online Radio Podcast.
Hi.
I'm feeling good tonight. All right. I got my first caller on here. She's on the line. This was my first guest on my first show, September 4th, 2020, and I had to reach out to her, and I was hoping and praying that she could just come back for 5 or 10 or 15 minutes, because it would be fitting, you know, that she could come back, you know, and let me know that she's still cool. I know she's still cool. I know everything is good. But anyway, Nita, you on the line?
I'm on the line. Congratulations. 1 year anniversary. I'm so proud of you. You doing your numbers. Great thing.
Thank you. Love it.
Keep it up.
I told you that. I said that I was going to tell you when we was live on the air that I never told you this. You was my first guest on my first show, right? And not only was you my first guest on my first show, you was the most listened to show I still got to this date. I know no other shows that I did for the whole year. The show you did with me, that's the most listened to show I did for the whole year.
Big up, y'all. Love y'all too. Keep listening. I got that knowledge for y'all. Anything you need to know.
And it was crazy because I guess, like, you know, like, people, like, heard the show, so they probably kept telling people, because you could hear the show, you know, after that night. You still can hear the show. So I guess people was, like, telling people the numbers went crazy, but the numbers went crazy because you was real. You was like the epitome of like the title of my show of Keeping It Real. You came
keeping
on the show.
Keeping It Real, that's right.
You came on the show and you just kept it real. That's all I could say. You know, you kept it real. There ain't nothing else I could say. That's what you did. You know what I mean?
That's what the show said. Keep it real. That's what I'm supposed to do.
But look, I want you to listen to something from the show that we did. All right.
Yes.
All right. Let me see if I can pull it up. Let me see if I can pull it up. 1 second.
Smell to the vagina.
Or you shouldn't have any smells.
No, not if you clean yourself every time you relieve yourself. You wouldn't have any smells. But, you know what, some women have fibroids and shit. I'm sorry, some women have fibroids. That's from, like, when they have C-sections and scar tissue. So they have fibroids. Fibroids, they bust. They, like, little sacks of blood. And they bust and they let off the odor. And some women can't help it.
So they can't. Some women can't help it.
I mean, you can go in and you can use the vinegar and the baking soda to douche with, and that'll be smelled down.
And that's all they can do.
All gonna, you know, it'll come back. Which is some women, you know, some women just dirty. I mean. They can't help it. That's just they dirty. You don't wash. You can't really, you know. I can't take up for them nasty bitches, but for the ones that have issues, I'm sorry. I ain't being curious. I ain't being first.
No, you can
but
first,
I'm just
saying
you can't
you
take
want.
Up for them. Huh?
You can't take up. You know. No, because what I'm saying is, you know, like, I always wondered, like, was it, like my mother used to tell me that, like a lady, they could smell themselves. You know what I mean?
Of course you can. Everybody can.
Oh, okay.
I like the way I smell. Sometimes I don't put myself in just to see what it smell like.
So you don't never smell. So you
don't. Yeah,
hell
yeah. So
your vagina,
yes,
your vagina ain't never. Oh, you do?
Huh?
Oh, yeah,
you do?
Yes,
I do.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Oh, yeah, sis. You stink. You carry too much cum up in your ass. You can stink. You constantly having sex with different people. You can stink. But far as my stink be like after my monthly stink, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, because I'm like a squirter. Yeah.
You like
so
squirter.
When I bleed, yeah, I squirt like, when I bleed real heavy. And then at the end of the month, it's like I get a drain. All women get a drain. It depends on how juicy you are, you know. You know, for as far as your drain is concerned, a lot of people not juicy, so their drain will sit right there in their vagina and mix with their cream and give them that little fishy smell you guys hate so much. But y'all love it.
honestly speaking, in 2020, because you sound like an older woman, you know what I mean? Like, should a man be going down nowadays in 2020?
Hell no. You remember
hell
that
no.
conversation?
I remember that conversation. And I still say, and you know what? And let me tell you, I had to go back and get some more enlightenment because I realized that also the smell comes from not releasing your bowel movements. The vagina wall, by not releasing. A lot of people full of shit. And that's little in their gut, and they full of it. And they don't use the bathroom enough every day. So when that poo sits up in there, there's only a thin layer of skin that separates the vagina wall from the anal wall. You know, it's the same wall. It's like turning your hand over. You know?
Well,
so them gases, if you don't build up enough bacteria, enough yeast to clean like Red X is to your toilet bowl, to your septic tank, your yeast is the Red X. The woman yeast is the Red X. And when they build up enough yeast, that yeast keeps the bacteria from the behind from coming through to the vagina wall, which gives it a smell. Oh, I had to go back and do my homework. I had to go back and do some more homework on that. That was a conversation that was worth talking about. It was because women get picked on every day. You know, that's the first thing that come out of me and mouth. Your stinking ass. You go sit your stinking ass. Like, come on, bro. You just ate my shit, and you going to call it stink? Like, come on. You've been eating shit for 3 years, and now it stinks? Like, cool. Get the fuck out of here. Like, oh, sorry. Like, what type of person is you? You just don't want nobody else to have it.
Is you changing your mind from last year, 2020? Is you saying year it's okay to eat vagina? It's okay for a man to eat vagina?
No, it's still not okay. Hell no. COVID out there, you're going to have COVID coochie. I'm sorry. COVID coochie. You have COVID coochie. Come on, man. It's still not safe.
I think you just saying that. I think as soon as you get with a man, you want him to go down on you and eat that coochie.
You know what? I'm not even having sex. I got one dude in Jamaica. I've totally cut it out. Like, I got one dude in Jamaica. That's the only nigga like I'm seeing. And I ain't gonna front. But but we ain't exchanging nobody fluids. I want to keep it real, but it's the juices and tidbits and everything. But you know, we don't exchange no body fluids. We use protection. Like, I'm not with it. People shouldn't be with it. You got COVID. It's airborne. You down there doing things like that. Yes, it feels good, and I wish I had some head right now, and I promise you I do. But if I was to get it, I would get it from somebody I got it from before. Like, I wouldn't dip into the new, and then I, because I know my peoples, you know what I'm saying? So I know they how they roll, like, so it'll be like, I know exactly who to get with and who not to get with. You feel me? They
right.
out there.
Right.
And I just don't want to take no chances. My body is precious, and I don't want to take no chances. It's just people just out there just licking around and just left somebody and licked around. Probably just left a man and licked around. Like, come on. It's crazy.
You always been real. You always been real since the first day I met you. You know, when you was doing my hair, you always been real. But look, I still got to ask you my same question that I ask all my guests before I let them go. I got to ask you, Nita, is love real?
Is love real? My love is real.
Yeah.
God love is real. My love is definitely real because I'm trying to get close to God as I possibly can. So anything I do and say, I make sure I live up to it and bring it from the heart. I don't be looking over people's shoulders for whatever I gave you, or you know, like it's love. My love is real. I don't know about nobody else's. I can't speak for nobody else because I don't want to be their judge. But I know my love is real as hell, and trust me, it's from the heart. And people be thinking they slick, be trying to get over, and I'm sitting there and I'm watching them like, why would you dare? Like, you got me. You know what I'm saying? I'm right here giving you everything you need, and you still think that you being slick? Like, when you got
somebody
me already.
Somebody checked and like, hit me up and said, she keeping it real. Somebody just hit me and said, she keeps it real. Yeah, she keep it real, Black. You don't, this Nita from North, she don't play. She keeps it real.
Yeah.
She's a business owner. She ain't no knucklehead. She's a business owner. She's intelligent. She's nice.
Crazy,
looking,
sensational,
crazy.
Energetic, like that.
Jack
said, "Go get it. I'm a sag, bro. I'm a sag."
how's the businesses going though, Nia? How they going? All right.
Things are going very, very well. Things are going very, very well. God been good to me. He done blessed me.
Uh-huh.
I've been sitting in the back of somebody's shop for 3 years, and now it's my shop. So, growing, great, and beauty, son.
You still
yep.
in the same place?
Yeah, 575 Wall Street.
So you got a man in Jamaica, right? You said?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the only man you got now? Because you know last year what you said. I don't want to bring it up. But last year you
I was. I had like three. I had the married, the
dating.
You
like three different men.
Yep. So now it's down to like mainly one. And then it's just like one I see when I come to America. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but not really.
Cause
you know,
you still got your weight. You still got your weight.
I lost some weight. Look, I live in the mountains in Jamaica. I live in Unity Hall in Jamaica. So when I go home at night, I gotta climb. It's a 20-minute walk from the road. and then I'm at the top of the hill.
No disrespect, but you got a big booty, woman. You do.
That ain't
you got
going nowhere. That's not going. I had my longs on today, and it looked like I had one. You remember back in the day how the women used to wear them big old dresses with the thing on?
Yeah.
I had my longs on today. It looked like I had something, a book bag behind me. It don't go nowhere. I done got all small up at the top of me, and then my waistline is banging, and then all his ass like.
Yeah, you got a small waist, and then you got that big ass. You know what I mean? If they my Facebook friend and they in my private room, they could see a picture of you. She the one with the long. What color dreads? Is them gold?
Orange.
The gold dreads. Orange dreads.
Orange.
Yeah, the picture you sent me. I put it in my private room so people could see it. You know what I mean? But she's very, very attractive. She's very attractive and. Down to earth. When you fuck with Nita,
you
fucking with a real one. Go ahead.
I'm in Jamaica, right? Everybody looking at my ass in Jamaica. You would think they would be used to it. I'm new. I'm downtown Jamaica. Me and my friend, we downtown Jamaica, and I'm walking through the neighborhood. We shopping. So it's like you can hear the chatter and the conversation going on and on and on about my ass. So I'm standing on the corner, and this older lady, she comes and put her hand on my ass and helps herself up on the sidewalk with my ass. And then she say, yes, real. So she just told the whole downtown Jamaica that my ass is real. Like,
oh,
and I can't help it.
Touch your ass. Where? She said it was real.
Yeah, she used it to help herself up. Like,
wow.
She helped herself because she was a big lady herself. She was, bigger. She was a big lady.
You got a big booty.
I just got a big ass and thighs.
Yeah, you got big ass and thighs. You do. I'm serious. You know, you do. You really do. It used to drive me crazy when you was doing my hair. You know what I mean?
But you remained a gentleman, so.
Yeah,
you wasn't putting out. Don't even try.
Now, I was always, I'm a gentleman. That's how I am. You know
exactly.
You know
exactly.
I mean?
Exactly.
I was. What you said, I
was. We used to have many conversations, and it always ended out on some gentleman shit. Like, bro, I love you.
Yeah, you know that. I had to keep it like that, but I'm still enough man to tell you that you're very attractive, and you got to. How old are you, Nita, if you don't mind me asking?
47, I'll be 48 this year.
Damn, you don't even look that old.
For real?
You don't look that age. Hell no. You don't look no 47. Hell no. Not at all.
You should see the rest of the Golden Girls.
Who that? What you mean? Who's the Golden Girls?
The rest of my sisters and cousins. We all be together.
I seen one of your sisters. I met one of them. She used to do the hair in the shop. You know what I mean? And I know all your daughters, and I met one of your sisters.
Yeah.
That's it. But look, I don't want to hold you up. I told you I wasn't going to keep you that long. But look, I'll let Allah bless you and whatever you're doing. You know what I mean? I want to thank you for taking the time out. And I just wanted to let you know that you was my you got the first award. You was the most listened to podcast that I had, and to let the people know I wasn't lying. I told everybody it was gonna be cash giveaways. I did hit you with right?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, big up to that too.
Okay.
I definitely used that. And I'm going out tonight.
I don't want people to think I was lying. I sent her something in her Cash App, and I got some other stuff I'm going to give away later on. But look, I got to come see you one day. I ain't really been doing nothing with my hair but, like, just getting three braids in it. I ain't really been doing nothing, but I got to come see you whether I'm getting my hair done or not. I got to come see you. You know what I mean? She got
the best. You know, it's always a party at Growing Hands. You already know.
She got the best. Go ahead, tell everybody what you got before you go.
I had the best retwist in the world. I'm telling you, it lasts for months. I take care of you. I specialize in hair care services. I massage your scalp. I make a concoction for psoriasis. I take care of people with eczema and psoriasis and dermatitis and all types of good stuff. I just make it good. Look, when you walk out the door, people be like, just staring at you. You know what I'm saying?
Somebody text me and say, somebody said, could you take me there tomorrow? Somebody text me. You got to have an appointment.
We by appointment only. You got to have an appointment and a deposit. Because we be busy every day.
And
a deposit.
Let me tell you, this woman right here, she worked magic. You know what I mean? Like with my hair, like, you know what I'm saying? My ball ass, my ball spots and everything. You would never know it was the way she did
it. Yeah, by the time I finish, I'll be a witness.
She really is good at what she do. And Nita, I ain't gonna hold you up no more. Thank you for calling. You know, I got a lot of love.
I appreciate
for you.
It. Thanks
and,
for the money. I'm buying drinks tonight, and I will make sure I give it to. Let's keep it real. I will shout you out tonight.
Yeah, shout me out to Keeping It Real, podcast. You know what I mean? And and take it easy and enjoy Jamaica, because you know what I mean. It seems like you're gonna be. I don't know if you're gonna move there shortly, but I know you like it out there.
I love it. I do, and I'm not finished exploring it, you know. I've seen a lot of parts of America. I've been somewhere everywhere in America, you know, and I've definitely been all around my 16 walls where I grew up at and where I'm from now. So I know I can name stores on every corner, you feel me, because I know my community. I make sure I give back to my community. So, you know, you stay in touch. I appreciate
you
having me on.
And if you want to get in touch with her, you know that. If you want to get in, you want to go to Anita Hair Salon, you got to have an appointment. Appointments only. How they get in touch with you?
Appointment and a deposit.
What's the number? What's the number?
973-371-2300. You could Google me. I'm on Yelp. Growing Hands. Growing Hands Braiding and Beauty Salon.
That's it. That's it, yo.
Oh, I'm supposed to get an address. 575 Grove Street, Irvington, New Jersey, 07111.
Oh, yeah, that's right. All right, yo, I'll be in touch with you, Nita. You know what I'm saying?
Come through. Let me know. I'll set some food up or something so that way we can have lunch at the shop, you know, some drinks.
Yeah.
If, you know, we bring somebody that drink or something like that. I don't think you drink.
I'm going to have you back. I'm drinking. Yeah, I drink. No, I'm going to have you back on the show for a full interview. We gotta stay updated with what's going on with you. Your life is colorful, so we got to stay updated with you.
It definitely is. It definitely is.
You keep it real.
Look, I used to always say my life is like a movie.
Yeah, it is. Your life is like a movie. It is. I'm telling you. Your life is like a movie, definitely. But look, I ain't going to hold you up no more. I got other people I'm going to talk to. Look, I love
you.
You know what I'm saying?
I
got
love
mad
too.
Love for you, and I'll be in touch with you, all right? That's me,
all
right. Y'all, from Irvington, New Jersey.
God bless. Thank
God
y'all
bless.
For listening.
Peace. Ah, man, yeah, that was my girl, Nita, y'all, you know what I'm saying? She definitely keeps it real. You know, that's my hairdresser and everything like that. And I like having guests to keep it real, you know what I mean? So that's all that's mostly important. We're going to slow it down right now. I'm going to go to a song. We're going to come back and we're going to see who else we got on the line because this is my one-year fucking anniversary. You know, it should be all ones up there. Everybody should be wanting to tell me, you know what I mean, congratulations. You know what I mean? Congratulations, Jay, congratulations. I see a couple of people up there press one. We're going to get to you in a minute. You know what I mean? It's a lot of numbers up there. We're going to go to a song and we're going to be right back with the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean. Online radio podcast.
All right, Beth. Yeah. Walk with me. Walk with me.
Come take a walk with me, grab my hand. Let me school you, little bro, make you understand. You gotta run the streets to become a man. Just stay in your own lane, you could buy some land. I see the fire in your eyes. Don't fall into the trap, in the trap you can die. So many soldiers stand down in the sky. Pay attention to the vibe, that's what's keeping you alive. Have patience, just talk to me. Get out of line, you get chalked for free. I won't let you fall if it's up to me. And they say misery like companies. Don't let them put you down on companies. You know I got your back, you look up to me. It's okay to show love, but cautiously. It's okay for men to cry, but not normally. Let's start.
Yeah. Walk with me. Walk with me.
Just relax, nigga, take a seat. You be acting all hard, you ain't from the street. Got a good family and somewhere to sleep. Nigga, I was house to house with nowhere to eat. I don't get you niggas, these shoes can't fit you niggas. You can play it off, looking in your eyes, see you mask off. Pretending to be a G until they pull your card. Yo, you still young, don't take the road where I came from. Ain't nothing there, couple of holes, a sippin' beer. switching up, pose with the pole, ain't playing fair. Get up off that circle, you ain't earning shit with them squares. Before you get caught up and then have to mistake and stare. Find the senses tingling, feeling all in the air. And keep God close with the post and make a prayer.
Yo, this record for all your loved ones, man. Don't ever steer them in the wrong direction. Being real is a form of respect. Respect yourself.
Let's go, man. Being real is being genuine. Yourself.
Yeah, that was my man Early with Walk With Me. I love that song. I really do. I really do. We got another call on the line. I'm gonna let you tell. I'm gonna let her tell you where she's from. It was a former guest on my show. Hello, 2772.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm right here.
What's good?
Hey, what's up? Congratulations, man. What's up, man?
Thank you very much. What's up? What's up with you?
Chilling, you already know I'm out here in Jersey. Actually, show in Jersey some love. You already know I'm from New York, but I definitely go around and I show love, you know, and I'm definitely going to hop on and make some time. I don't know. I could always be time, you know what I mean? Like, the day can't ever be that busy now, you know what I'm saying? I got to show love. Not only that, we friends, we co-workers, we all that family. So you got to support each other, you know, love is love.
We done did movies together and everything, you know what I mean? Thank you.
Movies, to blog, radio, like, to everything.
Mm-hmm. What you doing out here in Jersey?
Just chilling with family, you know, doing, like, you know, Labor Day weekend, you know.
You're going to be here for a couple of days.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Jersey from love, you know.
You from the Bronx, right?
Not Queens, New York. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, that's what's
the
up.
Queen of New York, Queens. Got to come show love to Jersey.
So, mm-hmm. What's going on with your YouTube page? You want to tell people what's going on with it?
Yeah. You know, I'm doing more ASMR, more seafood mukbangs. You already know it's Bella Essence of Life. You go check it out. You can follow me on IG. I follow back. Same name, Bella Essence of Life. And I do a little everything, hair, facials, showing you how to cook, do ASMR, nice eating, slapping, slurping sounds, you know. Just do a little bit of everything, you know.
Yeah. What's up with your relationship life? You good?
Yeah, everything's good. Yeah. You know I'm still a relationship guru. You know me. I still got answers for all that.
What you said? You said what? You did what?
I'm a relationship guru. I still got answers for all that. Like anything, you know, on topic when it comes to the good and the bad, you know?
Yeah, I know. Nah, you definitely one of the real ones. Definitely one of the real ones. I just want you to call in, you know what I'm saying, and show your love. That's so you know we got mad.
How you feel, though?
I'm good.
Hold on,
before
you
good.
Let me go. How you feeling? 1 year, man. That's an accomplishment, man. I know you're excited and happy.
I'm happy because, you know, like, in the whole year, like, it's like I've been through a lot of different, you know, changes, like, and I learned a lot. You know, about podcasts and, you know, and what people want and what you got to give them. You know, at first I was just trying to feel my way out. I thought I had to, you know, be a certain way. But then I learned that, like, more than everything, you just got to be yourself. You know what I mean? And
right.
And that's all you got to do. You just got to
be
natural
with it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And that's all. You just got to be yourself.
You naturally are a natural born writer for books, for movies. The same thing with this. Naturally, it grows right to you. It grows to your way, you know, and grow with people. It grows with time.
Yeah. So I just try to, you know, I'm just trying to be the best that I could be, you know what I mean? So hopefully, like, you know what I mean?
Every year you just try, every time you do something, you just try to get better and better and better, and that's what I try to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I really take mm-hmm. this 1 year, I feel good about it, that some people can't even make it this long. You know what I mean? I made it 1 year with this podcast,
mm-hmm.
so I really feel good about that, you know, so
mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to.
Congratulations. One milestone.
Thank you
time.
Very much.
You did. Yeah, you're welcome, because you'll be doing your thing with books, movies, now this, and then it'll be more upcoming things. You do a lot of other things behind the scenes. I don't know if they know it all about you, but you're talented and very creative. You're an artist, so this is definitely, every milestone takes you closer and closer to all your goals. So you're definitely making your dreams come true. That's what life is about.
Yeah, I'm definitely trying to do that, make my dreams come true, and leave a legacy. Thank you very, very much. You know what I mean? And look, I ain't gonna
keep doing your thing.
You know what I'm saying? I'm mm-hmm. gonna just keep the show moving. Thanks for calling in. You know what I'm saying?
You're
welcome.
Anytime.
You know, you be safe out there. You know what I mean?
So where?
Definitely be safe out there. Y'all, that's Bella right there. And if y'all missed her YouTube, y'all should get with me. And I'll give you all the information, and you know, for y'all to hit
Bella Essence
of
Life.
Mm-hmm. Bella all Essence right. of Life. All right, peace.
Yes.
Later.
Thank you. All right, later. Good night.
Right. Later. Yeah. We're going to just keep the show moving. Let me see what's going on. 8989, let me see, what's this number? 898986, you on the line?
Yeah, that's me, Chanel. Hi, everybody.
Hey, what's
Patterson,
going on,
Jersey.
Chanel? This another former guest we had on the show. What's going on, Chanel?
How you doing? I wanted to call in and wish you a happy anniversary.
Ooh.
Definitely.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
You know, I wish you nothing but the best.
What's going on with
and
you?
And I want
you
to keep
going.
Going.
On with you?
Right now, I'm going to be going out in a few, so with a couple of friends. So I wanted to call in before I go out, you know, wish you an anniversary, and tell you I'm proud of you. Congratulations.
Uh-huh.
Keep doing your thing. Definitely. With it.
Everybody going out. Where you going out? Anywhere special, or you just chilling?
Nowhere special tonight. Tonight I'm just going to be chilling out with some females, my female ladies.
Oh, it's ladies.
You know.
Okay, I hear that. Yo, well, look, I appreciate you calling in. I got to get you back on the show again. You know what I'm saying? Definitely, I got to do that.
Definitely.
All right. You came any love in your life yet? Any with your relationships or what you doing?
No, right now is no love in my life. I'm just strictly trying to take care of my business. It's all about business for me. I'm still trying to start my business with my eyelashes and my lace wigs. I'm still trying to get that going online. So right now, no love. Just get this money. That's what's going on with
I
me.
Hear that. Well, you know, I'm always going to promote you. So anytime you want me to promote what you're doing or anything like that, just holler at me, you know, and I'm there for you. You know what I'm saying? We got to help
Definitely.
Each other like everybody else
Definitely.
Do. You know what I mean? Look, you be safe out there tonight, all right? You be safe. You know what I mean? And thanks for calling in.
I appreciate it. I definitely will. And again, happy anniversary and congratulations.
Thank
I'm
you.
Happy for you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Definitely. Have a good night.
See, I like when the love come in. You know what I mean? I definitely do. Because over the year, like I said earlier, we had a lot of ups and downs. You know what I mean? During the year and it took time for me to really know and understand what the podcast was about, because I'm gonna be honest with you. It took a minute for me to really find my lane. because it was times when I couldn't find my lane. You know what I mean? I really didn't know, like, what a podcast was about. And, you know, and me and my man Dre, we would talk behind the scenes, and, you know, we would try to figure out, like, what lane I was supposed to take and stuff like that. And I was like a hot wire sometime. I was, like, out of control, like, you know what I mean, spazzing out and talking crazy, and you know what I mean? And I learned that, you know, like, it wasn't really all about that. You know what I mean? It was about when you doing a podcast, it's like, you know what I mean? It's informative. It's like, really, it's for entertainment. And like, you the star, you the circus leader. You know what I mean? You the ringmaster. You know what I mean? And everybody wanna be entertained, you know, and that's what it's all about. And that's what I really been here for. I've been just trying for the last year. I just tried to entertain people and, you know, and do the best I could do. But it has been times when I spazzed out, you know what I mean? And that's what I'm gonna play. I'm gonna play a time when one of the times when I spazzed out. I want everybody to listen. So everybody just pay attention real quick.
Emails that kind of took my feelings and killed my spirit about last show, and I want to talk about it a little bit. The balls. Anybody want to know why was I talking about balls, my balls? Sean, why are you talking about your balls? Sean, why are you talking about your balls? Sean, why are you talking about your balls? I said to myself, this a bitch. That everything we talked about last week, only thing people was worrying about was my big black balls. Pussy with periods on. Nobody said shit about that. We talked about people fucking their period on. Towels on them. Nobody said nothing about that. We talked about leaking fibroids that made your pussy stink. Nobody said nothing about that. We talked about sperm living in a pussy for 5 days causing the smell of pussy. And nobody said a goddamn thing about that. We also talked about, you know, going to the bathroom and leaving the bathroom, and after that leaving a smell in there. We can't even fathom that. Everybody had a problem with my balls. What is going on in this motherfucking world? Really don't know. So, you know, led me to start my own movement. That's what I did. Started my own movement. 3 p.m. Yes, I did. Started my own movement. We have about 24 members as we speak. More is coming every day. It's a group of young men, and it's called the CBM, Bring Pussy Matters. So for all you bitches out there, the steak pussies, we're going to be at all the beauty parlors. We're going to be at all the nail salons. We're going to be at the shrimps. Crab leg spots in the first of the month when you're down there. We're going to be outside with billboards and signs, and we're going to be yelling and screaming the same way they scream for justice, for peace. We're going to be out there screaming no infections, no yeast. No infections, no yeast. Being pussy, bank pussy, no meat. Yes, we are. With billboards, and so be ready, ladies. I got my own Black Lives Matter movement. Dre, get some fuck.
Yeah. that was one of my spaz outs, y'all. That was one of my spaz outs from yesteryears. One of way back when I was spazzing out about people wondering and trying to figure out, like, what the hell I was talking about. Now I want to go to another guest I had on.
if I could find it. Bear with me 1 minute. It's somewhere on here. I'm going to try to find out. But in the meantime, let me see if anybody on the line. Oh, we got somebody on the line. 1 second. Wow, look for this. 3282, you on the line? 3282. 3282.
Dude, can you hear me, Jay?
Yo. Yeah. You got a speaker.
I'm taking my speaker. I was just listening to the program. Hold on. Hold up. I'm going to hold you up. Okay. Here we go.
What's good?
You hear me better now? There you go. Better, right?
Yeah, I hear you better now.
Y'all was just listening. I had to go across, had to stretch across the couch to change it. How you been? Hey, man, happy anniversary, brother. Wishing you many more.
Thank you, man. It's been a long road. You know what I'm saying?
That's always the case when you start something. Yeah, that's always the case, Jay, when you start something. You know that.
Yeah. You gotta keep it going on. You know what I mean? Like, you know, you got your podcast. You know what I mean? It's tomorrow night and everything.
Right.
And I'm sure you know how it feels. You know, to make, like, really, it's a big feat to make it to 1 year. You know, doing a podcast, it's not an easy job. You know, you have a lot of people that want to listen and don't want to participate. You got to come up with informative information.
Mm-hmm.
You got to make sure it's dialogue and discussions and things that people want to hear. It's a lot of stuff that we got to put into it.
Most definitely,
it's
right.
It's not just, you know, fly-by-night stuff, you know what I mean? So it's really, to me, it's really like a big feat. It's really like something that's really, really, really important. You know, and I feel honored that, you know, I made it to 1 year. You know?
Right. I feel what you're saying. And just to let your, hey, Jay, just to let your crowd know, you were my inspiration to start my podcast because, you know, I didn't think about it. And like I said, you came on when we were talking one day. You say, hey, Fars, you said, why don't you start your podcast? You know people. You've been in the business a little bit longer than me. Why don't you just go ahead and do what you, you know? I said, yeah, that's a good idea, Jay, because I had other people saying it. But once again, it's always that particular person that just gives you that little extra push. You gave me an extra push, and I started it in January, and I'm still doing it. So I'd just like to say thank you to you. Get me started.
Yeah. Oh, you started in January.
Yeah. Of this year.
Okay. All right. So you just got a couple of more months before you have your 1 year anniversary.
My little celebration. Yeah, I got more than a couple. I got what? A whole month. I got October, November, December, January. Yeah, now another three and a half months, you know.
Yeah, well, that's when it comes, you know what I mean? You're going to have the feeling that I had, you know what I'm saying? Like,
oh yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, yeah, it's really like, it's really a good thing.
Yeah, it is.
You know what I mean?
Good feeling, man. Yeah, stand
the
test of
time,
baby.
That's how I feel. That's how I feel tonight. It's like, it's really, 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 it's really a good feeling.
Mhm.
You know what I mean?
I can imagine
when you make it to 1 year. You know what I mean? And it's like, okay, I made it to 1 year. Because not only did you make it to 1 year, now you're going into another year. And you got to still come up with good content. You still got to come up with good dialogue and topics and things that people want to hear. You know what I mean?
Right,
cause that's
right,
what,
right.
That's what our job is as a podcast host.
Right.
See, it's easy to just call in and listen, but you gotta have, you know what I mean? You gotta have the stuff that people want to hear and want to talk about.
Right. That's true.
You know what I mean? You have to. I mean, if you don't, I mean, you know what I mean? You know, so how long you think you're going to be doing your podcast?
I don't know. Like I said, when I get to that 1 year anniversary, for sure I'm gonna stay up here to January. But like I said, I think this is how I'm gonna, ride off into the sunset, Jay. You know, because like I said, you and I, being in the business, then retiring from that, we've been out the loop now for a minute. This is a good way to retire, man. Dialoguing with the people, having fun, and keeping your spirit high.
Yeah, this something that you could do for a long time. A podcast.
That's true.
Sooner or later we'll be doing a 5 year anniversary, and a 10 year
anniversary,
and a 15,
right.
And a 15, and a 15 year anniversary. I'm not rushing it. I'm just taking it one day at a time. So
that's all you could do, man. That's all you could do. Because we're not guaranteed anything except the fact that we're trying to see another day. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, you hope we could say 5, 10, 15, 20, going down the line,
Yeah, that's all we could do. But look, I'm trying to hold up. I'm trying to get these. I got people calling in. Hold on one second. All right. Hold on one second.
Good.
R.D. Bush, what's good?
Hey, Jayshawn.
What's up?
What's up? I was going to say happy anniversary. I'm out to eat right now, so I really couldn't hold on much longer.
Oh, okay. I'm not going to hold you up no longer. I'm just going to say to everybody, this is R.D. Bush, the author of Beautifully Broken. She was on my show. I still got to get you on the show because I finished reading the book, and it was incredible. The first book I read since 2008. Whenever you got some free time, we got to get you back on the show. We got to go over the book, because it blew my mind. So,
all right,
definitely.
Yeah.
All right. You good, though?
All right, you take it. Hi, I'm good.
Yeah. All right, Ra. You take it. Thanks for calling in, Ra.
No problem. Take care.
All right. That was R.D. Bush, from the author of Beautifully Broken. She was on the show. A couple of weeks ago, she was on the show. I'm trying to find this little excerpt. Hey, Forrest, hold on 1 minute. All right.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm holding on.
All right, hold on 1 minute. I'm trying to find this thing from last year. We did this little show when I made this lady say pussy on the air. I'm trying to find this shit. Let me see if I can find it. This was kind of funny. Because that's what we're about. We're about going back over last year. Let me see. Let me see if this is it. Hold on. This is it. Everybody check this out.
Caller, you on the line?
I'm here.
You had hello, how you doing? You wanted to make a statement about the WAP song, about how you feel about the WAP song with Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion.
Yeah, I love Cardi B, though that song is just not meant for the radio.
Oh, it's not meant for the radio?
You want to elaborate
a little bit?
Well, yeah, because all the young kids are listening to it, and they like the song, and all they say, every other word, is pussy.
Oh, okay. And you just said pussy.
Yeah, I said pussy. Of course I did.
Okay. Pussy.
Pussy. But it's not good for 16-year-olds to be listening to all that in that song.
Okay. All right. Where are you calling from? Jackson? Oh, that's my last name, Jackson, New Jersey?
Yes.
Okay. All right, all right. Let me say
say pussy.
Oh, okay. Sounds like a good pussy. All right, okay. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for listening to the show. And please stay on the line. We got a good show coming up.
I'm staying right here.
Sounds like some good pussy. Hi, Greg.
Yeah. That was everybody know that was the night I had to call her on, and I made her kind of keep saying pussy. I'm trying to find. Oh man, we got so many callers on the line tonight. Oh man, hold on 1 minute, 1 second. Y'all bear with me. I'm trying to handle all this by myself. We got a caller calling from long distance. I'm trying to get on the line right now. See, this is what I'm talking about. This is the love. This is the real love that I appreciate. I don't really know. We're gonna try to keep this thing going. I don't know. So many people on the line. Anybody out there that wanna press one? It's my bad. I forgot to tell everybody. If you wanna make a statement, if you wanna say something, you gotta press one. You know what I mean? If you wanna congratulate me on 1 year, you gotta press one. If you clicked on the link, I'm not gonna be able to hear what you said. I'm trying to find one more thing. Y'all bear with me out there. 1 second. Because I don't wanna go to a song. I don't fuck that. I don't feel like going to a song. I feel like keeping this thing going. I'm drinking, I'm smoking, and I'm feeling good tonight. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to keep this thing going on. And if anybody want to say something, just press one. You know what I mean? It ain't illegal. Don't cost you nothing. 808, 1 second, 1 second. 0151, you on the line?
Yeah. Randy, am I hooked up?
Yeah, you on the line. What's going on? What's going on? I'm sorry, I apologize. Oh man,
how's
everybody
it going?
I'm enjoying myself. I'm having a couple of drinks, but this call right here is from Hawaii.
She's
calling in from Hawaii. This call
yep.
is in from Hawaii. Where you calling from? Let everybody know where you calling from.
I'm calling from Kona, Hawaii, and I'm at the Kelke High School over here. Can't even afford a bus, so we got to bring our kids miles and miles just to go to school.
And you calling from Hawaii?
Yeah, and I'm calling from on the side of the road.
Oh, man, in Hawaii. But I'm saying, but you in Hawaii. If you on the side
from
of the road,
Kona,
you
from
still.
Kona.
Kona,
Kona,
Hawaii.
Yes.
Well, look, I'm glad.
Hawaii Island,
I got to get over there to Hawaii, but I can't get on a plane. Do you got any kind of way I can get over there without getting on a plane?
Paddle your canoe.
I want to get there, but I might have to take a boat. I might have to take a boat.
With COVID being so crazy, I don't know if anybody can get here.
yo, Lynn, is what's the COVID like?
I just
wanted
to wish
you
a happy anniversary.
I know, but look, hold up. What's the COVID like in Hawaii?
It's gone berserk every day
in Hawaii,
and our hospitals are so full that they may run out of oxygen.
Holy shit!
So it's very dangerous here at this time.
Wow. Very dangerous.
That's
crazy. People are dying every day. Because we're a small area. So, and our hospitals are small. They don't accommodate. They weren't planning on having so many cases, so many needing oxygen. They're thinking about trying to bring some oxygen in from the mainland, but they're running low.
Wow, you better
stay
safe. You better stay safe out there.
I keep away from everybody.
Yeah,
I just drink my
mask,
wine, feel fine.
Oh.
It's all good.
Did you find love yet?
Oh, love is everywhere. That's how it goes over here.
But did you find it?
Yeah, I did. How long will it last? Who knows? I did, but how long will it last? Who knows?
Hey, yo, Rick, just take it one day at a time.
Hey, this one's younger than me, so we'll see how that works.
How old are you? If you don't
mind
me
asking. I got a younger one this time. Oh yeah, I'm catching up. I have the old one. Now I'm gonna get a younger one.
How old are you?
56. In a few days, 57.
Damn, you a Virgo too, like me?
Yeah, of course. You know.
No wonder we get along so good, because I'm a Virgo. My birthday September 17th.
Oh, mine's the 9th.
Oh, wow. That's why we go. I'll be up there around the same age as you. I don't never. But that's why we get along so good. We both Virgo.
Oh, yeah.
I knew it was something.
I'm going to call in, Randy. I call in.
Yeah, you do. You do. You do. And I want everybody to know this is Lynn from Hawaii. She's very, very beautiful. Very beautiful.
Calling from Kelakehe High School. I'm at Kelakehe High School.
She got long hair. She beautiful. She remind me of Farrah Fawcett.
Oh, not that good. But thanks. That's a little bit compliment there.
No, you remind me of Farrah Fawcett. Look, I don't want to hold you up. Look, thanks for calling in.
Yeah,
I
got to get out of this traffic. Can you
all
believe
right,
Hawaii has no buses? You guys better send some over.
I can't believe that. But when I come to Hawaii, I said it before. I want a good. What you gonna cook? What's a good? You got a soul food meal for me when I come there, or what's a good meal to cook if I come there? Because I'm a black man. What?
Yeah, and you don't like pork, so I have to make you a beef roast, right?
Oh, okay.
I
don't eat no pork, no.
Right.
Yeah,
I know. I remember that about you.
Yeah, you gotta
cook worry,
something
I got
good
this.
For me.
Oh no,
okay.
Don't worry. We got a lot of local food here. Maybe you gotta eat some poke.
Okay. Pokey.
Yeah, raw fish.
Okay. Okay, I'll try.
You can have a poke bowl. Okay, sounds good. Anyway, Randy, you take it easy. Happy anniversary. Good luck for another year. Yeah. Okay, talk to you later.
For calling.
Bye.
All right.
Yep.
Bye-bye. Wow, we got people calling in from Hawaii on my damn show. Ain't that some shit? Now you know you got people calling in from Hawaii. You know that. You know you doing things. Then we got more callers. We're gonna keep it going. Let's go to who else we got on the line? Okay, we got another caller. But before we go to the caller, something else, another time, I think when I spazzed out on the fucking line. Let's go to that.
I'm saying that maybe you should listen. You might learn something. I'm saying that if the topic of this show is cheating, why niggas cheat, Baby, you should fucking listen. You might learn why you're fucking nigga cheating. If the topic of this motherfucking show is why your wife is not happy, why you're not satisfied, maybe you should listen and you might learn why your wife is not happy, why your wife is not satisfied. This show, we're not pointing directly at nobody. You know what I mean? And if you easily offended, then get the fuck off my radio show. You know what I'm saying? Because people say anything they want to say about me. I wrote, my life story is in a book, Patterson Pimp. I put my life story in a book. You know what I mean? I talked about some fucking shit that done happened to me in my lifetime that a lot of people didn't dare to talk about. Shit that done happened to me. Molestation, fucking falling in love with hoes, having babies by hoes, you know what I'm saying? Talk about myself a lot. But you a kind of person that's sensitive to shit, you know what I mean? Like, and you can't take positive criticism, then maybe you shouldn't listen to my shit. You know what I'm saying? And if you got a weak bladder, that's your fucking problem. I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? This is my motherfucking platform. This is my motherfucking show. It's my motherfucking birthday. We going to go on with this show. You know what I'm saying? We waiting for the call in. You know, this show is going to go on just like the other two shows go on. You know what I mean? But with that being said, you know what I mean? I just wanted to move on from that because I really don't want to hurt anybody with my radio show.
I'm back. That's enough. That was another time I spazzed out on my fucking radio show. Look, let me see. Damn, we got some more callers on the line. We gonna go to a song. And I'm trying to get all this shit in, but I don't think I'm gonna get it in. I'm trying to find the argument between the deacon and the stripper, but I don't think we're gonna get to that. Because I don't know if I can find that tonight. The argument with the deacon and the stripper, and then with the time when the woman masturbated on live on my show. I don't know if I'm gonna be able to find all that tonight. We're running out of time. I'm gonna go to a song. We're gonna come right back with some callers on the Keep Me Real with Jay Sean online radio podcast. Oh, this show is exhausting, man. It really is. It's getting exhausting. Let me see what song we're going to go to. We'll be right back after this.
Shout out, Young Swiss.
Been 2
2 years and we still running.
Oh.
To get them butterflies when I see you coming. It's funny how life all works. You gotta open up your heart to operate to see how life works. When there's rain showers, the sun shines again. Gotta weather every storm just to sail again. I know the time is now, I gotta do official. I'm down on one knee, I hope you need a tissue. Do you take me for eternity? And make a pinky promise that you never leave. Even when you're mad at me, just don't up and leave. The future is scary, I don't wanna see. My life without you will be a tragedy. When I wake up in the mornings, you will wanna see. I'm sorry, babe, there's so much that I wanna say. First, let me ask you, will you marry me?
Oh my God, I'm seriously about to cry right now. Are you serious?
Baby, you know that I love you. I want you to know that I love you.
I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do.
Yeah, we back. That was I Love You, I Do from my man from Atlanta. I forgot the artist's name, but the song is from Atlanta. Right now, we're about to bring in another caller. Time is going so fast. 0953, you're on the line. One second. Hey, what's going on? 0953, what's the deal?
Hey, I just wanted to say congratulations on your 1 year.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much.
I listen to your show every Friday. Maybe like three times I must have fell asleep. Maybe like three times I must have fell asleep on it within the whole year.
And it's a good thing that you called because the first Nita, that was the most listened to show, the girl that was on here earlier. But I wanted to say, I don't know if people listening, but I'm gonna post this on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and everything. And you didn't even know this, but I'm gonna tell you this now that you are the number one supporter of the Keeping It Real show for the whole year. You won the number one supporter. So a lot of people have been on my show and listened to my show, and a lot of people have got mad with me about things I said, and a lot of people have got angry and they stopped listening. But no matter what I said, no matter who I offended, if I offended you, if I offended anybody else, no matter what I did from the whole year, you never stop listening to the show. You never stop supporting the show. So,
I'm the one that told you this. Like last Friday, I texted you and told you that this is you got a 1 year anniversary coming up. You didn't even know it.
Yeah, you did. You did. And you did let me know that this was my anniversary. I didn't know that. You actually did. So with all that being said, and you actually is the winner of the supporter of the year for the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean Online Radio Podcast. And since you are the supporter of the year, you get to win a free breakfast date with me and my team to IHOP any day of your choice. So you get the free breakfast at IHOP. At any day of your choice. And that's compliments of the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean Online Radio Podcast, and I need you to send a picture in, and I'll be posting it that you know you're the winner of the
number one supporter of the show for the whole year. You know what I mean?
So
congratulations on that. Congratulations on being the number one supporter of the show for the past year.
I'm so proud of you.
Yeah, you're so proud.
I gave you so many ideas and everything, and you know.
you supported the show. You supported the show. You know, you supported the show for the whole year. A lot of people support me, but a lot of people have came and left. You know what I mean? But you've been there the whole year. You know what I mean, with donations and support and everything for the show. You've been there, so it's only right for me to acknowledge you. You know what I mean? So you can send a picture to my inbox on Facebook, and I'll be posting that after the show, along with Nita picture for the most listened to show for the last year, and you will be getting the most supported listener for the year. I had some other awards, but since they didn't call in, I guess they don't get the awards. You know what I mean? So that's on them. But
yeah,
you will be send a picture to me, and I'll be posting that later, or I'll just use a picture that I already got. And thanks again. And I hope you continue to listen to me next year and the next year and the next year, because we not going anywhere.
Of course.
All right. So that being said, so all you got to do is reach out to me and let me know what morning you available, and you get a free visit to IHOP with me. And pictures and everything that'll be posted in my private group, to let people know that this is real. So whenever you're available for breakfast in the morning, you let me know.
I will.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling.
All right. That's the winner, y'all. Supporter of the year. Okay, now let me see. I got one more thing I want to do. Let me see if I could bring this person in real fast, cause we running out of time. 3012, you on the line?
Yeah.
3012. What's good with you, man? What's good with you? Oh my, this is Dre, y'all. Y'all know we was praying for him a couple of weeks ago when he was in the hospital. We said a prayer for him on the show. Y'all know he called in and everything, you know what I mean? But, you know, we like to give people their flowers when they live in, like Nori said on the drink champs. And I wouldn't be right if I didn't do that. So I gotta give my man his flowers. This is my man. He's behind the scenes for all the flyers, the fly ass flyers that you see me putting out. They done by Dre. All the graphic designs, they done by Dre. If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't even be doing this podcast right now, because he was beating me in the head with it about doing a podcast for like 2 years until I finally decided to do it. So we owe all that to Dre Star Williams, you know what I mean? That he made all this possible, because without him, this wouldn't be done. So I gotta personally give him a live on air a big thank you. You know what I mean? And to let them know that the best is yet to come. And just got to keep it on. You know what I mean? Anything you want to add on? Anything you want to say?
Basically, I just want to thank you for making my vision come through, because when I started doing the radio thing, I always knew I was doing something that you're supposed to be doing. That's why
right.
For a couple of years, I kept trying to push you to do it. You always felt like you have the control. You control the audience. And everything you do,
right.
You control it. So when it came
right.
down to the radio thing, I knew this was your field. And I'm happy that, you know, you chose to, you know, take the step to do it, you know? And I appreciate you.
Yeah.
So you're doing a great job this year, a whole year nonstop, with one break. Come on, man.
People don't know. People don't know how hard it is. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They don't know that it's not easy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But
yeah.
it's really hard. I mean, you know what I mean? Like trying to get ready to do these shows every week and making sure it's enough entertaining that people gonna, you know, that people want to listen to. You know what I mean? Because you don't want to put out bad content. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
You want to make sure you put out the right content. And you have to do that. And you know what I mean? And I learned that. You know what I mean? I definitely learned that. And I do the best that I could do. You know what I mean? And that's what I'm gonna do. That's what I'm continue to do. I'm gonna continue to put out the best content. You know what I mean? And entertaining people. You know what I'm saying? And it's nothing else you could do. It's not easy.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely
not
easy.
I ain't trying to say too much, but you know we got a lot more coming for y'all. You know what I'm saying? I'm still getting in his head. Every day about something else that I ain't gonna say yet, but we got something big coming for y'all real soon.
Yeah, I mean, you know what I mean? We got more movies, more books, more podcasts. we got more everything. We ain't just trying to stay stagnant or whatever you would call it. You know what I mean? We definitely ain't trying to just stay stagnant. Like we not with that at all. Nah, that ain't what we about on this show. You know what I mean? So we just gotta keep it on. You know what I'm saying? And that's it. You know what I mean? And I'm proud of the show. You know what I mean? I'm really proud of the show. And from where we came from to where we at now, it's really an accomplishment, man. And without sponsors, without donations, without all that stuff like that, we just keep it going on and on and on.
Definitely,
you know? And what I'm gonna do now, I got a couple of more excerpts from previous shows I wanna play. And that's what we're gonna do. But look, thanks for calling in, you know what I'm saying? And
before I go, I just wanna say one more thing.
What's that?
It's one thing that I'm more impressed with you about. You know, I think everybody knows you started your podcast thing together as a unit. And
right.
then it got to a point where, you know, your training wheels is off. You know what I'm saying? You're ready
right.
to you know, do your thing, you know what I'm saying? And I'm going to take this time to give you an applause. Okay, you really
right.
doing your motherfucking thing, bro.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's a real applause, you know what I'm saying? And I'm proud of you, bro. You know what I mean? You handle everything yourself, and you're doing a hell of a job, bro. And, you know,
thank
keep
you.
Going. You know what I mean? Much love, man.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much, man. For real. From the bottom of my heart. You know what I mean? And, we're gonna go into now one of our previous shows, and when we had a caller call in and masturbate live on the air. Yeah, live on the air. We actually had somebody call and masturbate live on the air, and we're gonna go to that right now, and we'll be right back after that.
But I could tell you how that hurt feels. Too late to shuffle now, the cards dealt. And I played my hand and got a raw deal. No renegade, now seen her when I was downtown in sneaker zone with my little man copping them easy phones. They hugged each other as we ran along, our eyes met. Told her shit, she left the house, don't feel like home. Luther on repeat, they say to each his own. Nobody's perfect, Missy E up on the ringtone. I'm about to wipe that, you shouldn't be alone. I don't care if the whole world know, put me on speakerphone. Them birds said I wasn't worth it when the bread was just crumbs and the music wasn't working. Now your shoes is Jimmy Choo's and your bag stays working. And them superficial girls are still lurking, they're so hurting. Why? They so searching. Through all my wrongs, I found the right person. Cause I know we always gon' be fly. All up in that coochie like an old BG. Why love?
Unconditional. Unconditional. No, I'm not perfect, no. I made my mistakes, no. But all I want is love unconditional. Love unconditional. I don't deserve it, no. But it would be worth it all. All I want is love unconditional. Love unconditional. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Welcome back to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean Online Radio Podcast. We got about 9 minutes left, man. I'm trying to find a scene from a show we had. Y'all gotta bear with me 1 second. I'm trying to find a scene. Y'all bear with me 1 minute, please. Trying to find a scene. This is from my August 6th show with Chicago Tracy, and her sister was wilding out. And I'm trying to find a part. Okay, here it go. I think this is it right here.
He's coming, Wembley. I just told him that.
He's on the first Friday, bitch. He just said
first Friday. Yeah, for everyone who wants to sign autographs, first Friday. We'll be there. Chicago, L.A., and Secret.
$700,
$100
off.
Yeah, but that's what she said.
Right.
The Juneteenth Friday. We're on the first Friday. So
all
no disrespect to the women, who all men that want their discussion. We out there tonight. We out there at Masonic Temple tonight. For all those who want to keep their men home, better do it tonight. This is the fucking night.
Where y'all gonna be at? Where y'all?
Masonic Temple. Masonic motherfucking temple. I told you this gonna be the night. Fuck it, you done got LA up here now. Coming out five for nothing.
Hey.
So just to let you guys know. For any women, if you want to help with your relationship, we here to help too. We here to help at home, anything.
Everybody
yeah.
wants some head tonight, go to Masonic Temple.
Home improvement section.
250 Broadway.
If your man
Broadway,
is more because you don't like to swallow and home improvement.
But look, how much they got to bring with them? Y'all at Masonic Temple, but how much
it's
they got
to
bring?
It's still the beginning of looking up. It ain't tricking if you got it. Ain't nobody broke. And all these PPE checks and shit out. And unemployment. I don't give a fuck, nigga.
How much money? Yeah, that was August 6th with Tracy and her sisters. You got to go back and listen to some of my podcasts. If you missed them, you can go back and hear them all. That was Chicago and her sister saying they was going to be at the Masonic Temple doing their thing if y'all wanted to come through. But you got about
6 more minutes left for the show. I think we had a good show tonight. I hope so. We had Nita on here, my first guest on my first show. You know what I mean? She got some cash tonight for being the most listened to show. We had Beulah on here from New York coming through. We had Chanel coming through. We had Forrest coming through, Dre coming through. We had Booty coming through, the winner of the best supporter of the best supporter of the show for the year, which is a really prestigious award. To know that you supported somebody like that and she won a free breakfast to IHOP. It's really been a good show, you know what I mean? And we look forward to seeing you next week. I'm trying to figure out the date. Next week is the 10th. We don't really know who we're going to have for a guest yet, but then on the 17th, we're going to do a live show. It's my birthday. I'm going to do a Facebook Live on my birthday from somewhere in the world. Please join us in. I want support. I want donations. I want everything on my birthday. You know what I mean? So, everybody, I want y'all to stay healthy. Keep the mask on. Wash your hands. COVID is a nasty disease created by the man. Everybody out there that's out in the world, be safe. We praying for all the people in the hospitals that's sick with COVID right at this time. And, I mean, it's nothing else I really could say. We got, like, 4 minutes to go. Listen to Forrest's show tomorrow night. Express yourself. I mean, grown folks talking. Express yourself if you want to hear about some health shit. You call the same number at 7 o'clock. I'll be back here next Friday, same time, same station. Getting ready to try to find something to eat and lay down. Me and Dre, we always go over the show after the show for about an hour until I fall the fuck to sleep. It's been real. I think I'm going to end this show with some one of Forrest's songs. I don't really know. No. I'm going to end this with Fly. I'm going to end this with Fly Boy. That's my man, Fly Boy Grizzly. I think we're going to end the show with Fly Boy Grizzly. Everybody out there, you know what I mean, thanks for calling in on my one-year anniversary. You know what I mean, I don't say no infections, no yeast, no more. We done moved on with that. Love is love. Love, peace, and happiness to everybody out there. Stay COVID-free. I hope you enjoyed the show. I know I had a good time. I'm feeling good. You know what I mean? I got my health and my strength. I got food, clothing. I got shelter, and I'm here to do the best I could do and entertain you each and every Friday night. Let's say our prayers for all the sick people. Hope that I get into a better situation, that Dre get into a better situation. We sending our prayers up because we know prayer is real. And that's all I got to say. You know what I mean? We're going to go to a song, and I'll be back next Friday on the Keeping It Real with Jay Chan online radio podcast. Peace.
Got some gas, nigga, roll up, ayy.
Fly nigga, I be floating out Rolls Royce. If she want me, then she got me, you got no choice. We getting money and we popping, you make no noise. Yeah, party bad bitches, we want no boys. Big mansion in the hills, I'm Uncle Elroy. Throw my money, do my dance while they stare on. She gon' bust me down cause my bank long. I just made a 50, ain't no bank loan. I be jiggin' with a beeper, hit the payphone. Get it in with my meager, split the pesos.
Might need you for the neck, but I don't chase hoes. I can get you for the checks, I want the bankrolls. Your bitch gon' eat the D, I call it Mickey D's. All this water on my neck, I'm drippin' VVs. Put the ice up on my wrist and we're in a D3's. Had to pull up in that Benz, I'm going D3's. Like my nigga came five, I tell him B's. My cousin banging for the five, he banging big B's. But my homies from the other side, I don't bang cause they bang for me otherwise. Fly nigga, I be floating out Rolls Royce. If she want me, then she got me, you got no choice. We getting money and we popping, you make no noise. Yeah, party bad bitches, we want no boys. Big mansion in the hills, I'm Uncle Elroy. Throw my money, do my dance while they stare on. She gon' bust me down cause my bank long. I just made a 50, ain't no bank loan.
She think I love her, I'm just gassing like Valero. Hop in the coupe with a bird, she's a sparrow. Niggas mad cause I keep shooters like LaMelo. Don't be mad, your niggas softer than some pillows. See what some pointers in your ear, bitch, these igloos. And what I spent on the chain caused a ice age. She just tryna kick it, I ain't Luke Kane. Big Bentley whipping, talking Moose Sane. Big nigga drip, make a sucker, then the killin' it. Door close itself, all I do is press a button it. Bought a B&B, cause that's what I felt like fucking it. Louis V, duffel, yeah, them racks, we be stuffin' it.
Nigga clap, do the soldier, yeah. She throw it back, I'm like, hold up, yeah. Hey, in the cream soda, eh. Got some gas, nigga, roll up, eh. Fly nigga, I be floatin' that Rolls Royce. If she want me, then she got me, you got no choice. We gettin' money and we poppin', you make no noise. Yeah, party bad bitches, we want no boys. Big mansion in the hills, I'm Uncle Elroy. Throw my money, do my dance while they stare on. She gon' bust me down cause my bank long. I just made a 50, ain't no bank long.